This is Twit.
I wish Jeff were here because last week we had the massive battle over Facebook.
Yeah.
Because I've become fed up with it.
Well, I felt like Zuck had the opportunity to cast many of these fears in the realm of techno panic. Yesterday, when he was asked by one of the senators, "What's your hotel? What hotel did you stay at last night?" I would have just said the Hilton. I would have told him.
Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it was one of them goat effer things where he didn't want to admit it.
Right.
That was a good question. And Zuck said, "No, I'm not. I don't want to tell you." Right. And the senator said, "Mic drop." What do you, have you? I don't know, Kevin. Have you been kind of following Zuck's testimony at all?
I haven't been watching it because that's a bit deadly. But I have been following it on Twitter. And as people report on it, so I haven't watched the whole 6 hours or whatever it is, but I've seen the gist of it and
deadly's
seen a reaction
a good word
to it.
For it. You know, I don't think it's gonna change anything. You get the usual mix of grandstanding members of Congress.
Yeah. Well, the thing that it's already changed things because coming up into the
stonewalling
thing, they scrambled together a bunch of little fixes for Facebook that changed things. They had a bounty for people reporting others who were doing bad things with apps and so on. And that was a subtle improvement that's just so he could face the senators and be able to answer questions.
I'm working on it. Yeah,
exactly. So, so that changed
some of
things
this,
a little bit.
Some of this is to get ready for GDPR. And some of this, yes, might be tiny little fixes. Yes. But I honestly, so I try really hard. I watch a little bit of the testimony, but for the most part, I'm like, I get so aggravated by testimony that I don't like
anybody's testimony. Yeah.
I've had to watch it so long. But the whole time, I'm like, yes, let's grill Mark Zuckerberg. But good Lord, let's talk about Experian and all of the other things.
Yeah,
let's pull this out from the Facebook microcosm. And like actually talk about privacy and data because it's everywhere. And yes, Facebook is appalling. It is, you know, there's lots of legitimate questions here. But I'm like, guys,
none of them asked, by the way.
A few of them have been asked. I mean, but that's true. That is the way testimony goes.
Right.
That is always, I mean, like I've watched so much testimony and the real stuff happens behind the scenes with the aides as they're trying to cobble together rules and laws, and that's politics.
Yeah. That's a really good point, Stacey. And Facebook's the poster child, which makes you think that companies like Google and Amazon are going, whew. But at the same time, I feel like this is just the beginning of a sea change.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is. So first of all, we've been talking about privacy matters for as long as this network has existed.
Yeah, it's a big issue for everybody who watches.
Yes,
and I know that.
Washington has not been paying attention, obviously, for the most part. And the public has kind of responded with a collective shrug. All the privacy experts and people concerned about privacy have been talking. And the general public is like, yeah, so what? I upload pictures. I share my location. What's the difference? It doesn't matter. And I think it's finally getting through to the public.
It is now. Yes.
I don't think the public has been as cavalier as you say. I think they are making a logical trade-off between their data and a service that they really want. The problem is because there's no regulation, there's no reason for someone to offer a more private service. There's no reason for us to even pay for it. So it's kind of like before there were rules about before the FDA existed, you could sell people crappy meat. And some people would have to buy the crappy meat because they wanted meat, even if it might kill them. This is a really terrible analogy.
No, it's good because Sinclair Lewis in the jungle raised people's awareness. Mm-hmm. Things, you know, the government took notice, made some laws, and the world is much improved for it.
Yeah, we got sterile hot dogs and things like that. It was a wonderful improvement. But one of the things that I think is just an exercise in consciousness raising. For example, now all of a sudden, in the public sphere, in the major news outlets, we're talking about shadow profiles, for example.
They asked him about shadow profiles. He hadn't heard the term, or he claimed.
I don't believe that.
Which is a little disingenuous, that he had never heard. What do you mean, shadow profile center? And then the congressman explained it to him, and he said, oh, yeah, we don't do that, basically.
Well, he said that we do gather, first of all, shadow profiles are two things. So one of it is they have profiles.
He says for security purposes.
Exactly, but that was one of the things, only one of the things. So one type of shadow profile is somebody who is not even on Facebook. They have a profile. They have data on that person, which he claims is for security. I would suggest that it's for other reasons as well.
He immediately pointed it and said, oh, yeah, we do that for to keep track of terrorism.
Exactly. Yeah. But for the majority that is on Facebook, they also have shadow profile data points. So, for example, if you've shared with Facebook your home phone number but not your mobile number, a few of your contacts but not all of your contacts, they have invisibly behind the scenes in their databases all your phone numbers, all your email addresses, all of your contacts, all of it, because your friends and family and so on have granted Facebook permission to upload their contact databases, and you're in there. And
Senator Ben Lugin,
yeah,
from New Mexico. Facebook has detailed profiles on people who have never signed up for Facebook, yes or no? By the way, one thing that makes this kind of a sham is that the senators only have 5 minutes. The House of Representatives only have 4 minutes to talk to them.
You don't want to give them any more. Good God, no.
Well, they would grandstand, but at the same time, there's no follow-up. You have to say things like yes or no. Because Mark has been well-coached and is attempting to use up the time as well. Congressman, I'm not familiar with that, says Zuckerberg. Congressman, in general, we collect data on people who have not signed up for Facebook for security purposes to prevent the kinds of scraping you were referring to, which is reverse searches based on public info like phone numbers. So these are called shadow profiles, Lugin says. Is that what they've been referred to by some? Congressman, I'm not familiar with that. I'll refer to them as shadow profiles for today's hearing. On average, how many data points does Facebook have on each Facebook user? Now, this was the smart response that Mark gave almost the entire time, which is, I'll have my team get back to you. I don't know that off the top of my head. Do you know how many points of data Facebook has on the average non-Facebook user? Congressman, I do not know off the top of my head, but I can have our team get it back to you afterward.
Was it Nixon that did? I can't recall.
Yeah,
that was Nixon. Okay. Yes.
Admitted by Facebook that you collect data points on non-users. My question is, can someone who does not have a Facebook account opt out of Facebook's involuntary data collection? Zuckerberg. Anyone could turn off and opt out of any data collection for ads, whether they use our services or not. I don't know how they would do that, by the way. In order to prevent people from scraping public information, we need to know when someone is repeatedly trying to access our services. You said that everyone controls their data, Mark, but you're collecting data on people who are not even on Facebook users, who've never signed a consent or privacy agreement, says Lugin. It may surprise you that when you go to Facebook's page and you say, I don't have a Facebook account and would like to access all my personal data stored by Facebook, it takes you to a form that says, go to your Facebook page and then download your data. So you can't.
Okay, so I know that they're upset about this, but this is exactly what data brokers do.
Right. And it's not just Facebook. And as I'll channel Jeff Jarvis. Leo, this has been going on for years.
Not bad.
Forever. For decades.
What's the harm? What's the harm?
Because it's been... And then I use the word weaponized. Because it's been weaponized. They're really good at it now.
This That's is the elephant in the living
like
room.
This is like XKCD 743, isn't it?
It's like the joke telling conference where nobody tells a joke, they just say the punchline. XKCD 743, who can forget? Infrastructures. Is that it?
Yes.
Did you get my essay in 2003? Yeah, it was good, but it was a dot doc. You really should use a more open. Give it a rest already. Maybe we just want to live our lives and use software that works and not get wrapped up in your stupid nerd turf wars. I just want people to care about the infrastructures we're building and who... No, you just want to feel smugly superior. You have no sense of perspective and are probably autistic. That's in 2003. 2010. Oh, my God, we handed control of our social world to Facebook and they're doing evil stuff. Do you see this? It's the world's tiniest open source violin. This is what Cory Doctorow wrote today in Boing Boing. And I know you've been saying that you've been beating this drum, Kevin Marks. This is what everybody's saying is, okay, let's make an alternative. But where is the alternative? Let's make it better
let's make
and not
rules.
Make
rules.
Eh, you know what? I don't have much confidence that rules are going to happen very well, but all right, go ahead.